Usually, when we think of fighting systemic racism or injustice, we picture, massive protests or sweeping lawsuits. But today we are doing a deep dive into South Africa's post-apartheid weapon of choice. And it is basically, well, a spreadsheet.
Yeah, a really heavily scrutinized, legally mandated spreadsheet. We are looking at the South African Home Loan and Mortgage Disclosure Act 63 of 2000.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because for decades under apartheid, lending decisions were just a total black box.
Exactly. I mean, if you were unfairly denied a mortgage based on race or gender or ethnic origin, it was buried behind closed doors. You just couldn't prove it.
So instead of the new government stepping in and just dictating who banks must lend to, they decided to attack that darkness directly. They forced the banks to show their math.
Right. Financial institutions suddenly had to legally disclose the exact number and the amount in rand of every single home loan application. Received, approved, declined, paid out, all of it.
Kind of like a nutritional label for mortgages.
That is a great way to put it. But the crucial part is the breakdown. They had to map all of this out by specific borrower demographics and geographic areas.
Wow.
Yeah. If a bank was only approving mortgages in wealthy, historically white neighborhoods, but routinely denying applications in black townships, this mandatory reporting would expose that massive imbalance. They even had to list specific reasons for those rejections.
Okay, so it feels less like a simple public report and more like, I don't know, mandatory body cams for loan officers.
Absolutely. Just knowing that the tape, or in this case, the data, will be reviewed by an outside auditor, well, it changes the behavior in the room.
But wait, I have to push back on this a bit.
Sure, go for it.
If a bank knows they are being publicly graded on their diversity metrics, doesn't that pressure them into making risky, bad loans just to look good on paper? Like approving a mortgage they know will default just to balance the spreadsheet.
Well, what's fascinating here is that the lawmakers actually built a firewall to prevent exactly that. The act deliberately isolates this demographic reporting from the actual financial risk assessment.
Oh, so they still have to check if you can actually pay them back.
Exactly. Banks are still legally required to use their standard, rigorous financial risk models. The goal is a level playing field, not forcing bad business decisions. It is purely about gathering data to prove your models are applied equally across all demographics.
Okay, that makes sense. But data is useless if no one is looking at it, right? Who is actually reviewing these body cam tapes?
That falls to a newly created watchdog group called the Office of Disclosure. The Minister of Housing appoints up to 10 members with specific expertise in banking, economics, and civil rights.
And what do they actually do with the numbers?
They don't just file these reports away. They analyze the data, investigate public complaints, and then officially rate financial institutions on how well they serve the housing credit needs of their communities.
A rating? I mean, this sounds like a bad Yelp review. How does a poor rating from the Office of Disclosure actually hurt a massive bank?
It essentially acts as a reputational credit score. If a bank gets flagged for discriminatory lending patterns, it doesn't just look bad, it threatens their bottom line.
Like losing investors.
Oh, absolutely. Corporate clients, international investors, government entities, they will often pull their funds or refuse to do business with a poorly rated institution. The public shame carries severe financial consequences.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, though. If the consequences are that severe, what actually stops a bank from just fudging these numbers in their annual reports?
Right. If you are running a bank and your demographic data looks terrible, the temptation to tweak the spreadsheet is definitely there.
Exactly.
That is where the independent auditors come in. The act legally mandates that a bank's external auditors must specifically verify the accuracy and comprehensiveness of this data.
Oh, wow. So the auditors are putting their own professional licenses on the line.
They really are. And if a bank fails to comply, it is a criminal offense carrying a fine of up to 100,000 rand.
That is serious. Although, I imagine upgrading 1990s banking systems to track all this new demographic data was a massive logistical headache.
Yeah, the government recognized that, actually. The minister was given the power to grant a temporary one-year exemption just so banks could physically build the tracking infrastructure.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Whether you are applying for a mortgage yourself or studying systemic equality, this act is a masterclass in using transparency as a weapon.
Right. It took the invisible biases of the past and dragged them right into the harsh light of a public audit. It was a brilliantly simple 20th century tool to expose human bias.
Completely agree.
But as we hand these massive demographic-heavy data sets over to 21st century AI lending algorithms, we have to wonder something.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah. If this law successfully forced banks to meticulously map out their lending by geography and demographics, could making that data public unintentionally give modern AI the exact blueprint to find new, subtle ways to discriminate?
That is a genuinely terrifying thought.
It really is. The spreadsheet brought the bias into the light, but technology might just find a way to hide it again. Something for you to ponder.